5 by a bigger bed. Do I have more bedroom or less bedroom?
No, but if you go submerged in water, you're not wet because you've got water all around you.
No, you don't, Jim.
Yes, you do, because you're submerged.
You're still wet.
I don't think you are. So I don't think you're wet until you get out of the water. That's when you're wet.
My name is Billy and I am silly.
Ooh. I am Abdul.
We are the class of the S1.
We have lots of fun. We are a beautiful class.
Oh, no, Jack-a-burger.
Chicken-burger. And on that note, what is happening, ladies and gents? And welcome to another episode of Have a Chat with Ray and Stat. I am Ray and Stat's not here.
Boo. You better edit that out, bro.
No, we're going to keep that.
No, we're going to keep that. That's hectic.
Wait, did they hear me then?
What, saying chicken burger?
Yeah,
of course.
Okay. Well, I said it too.
Like, yeah, well, we love Clayton. Burgers.
Clayton, yeah. Sponsor us, please.
Clayton's the best. We love you, Clayton. Welcome, boys. Welcome to another episode. Stato was meant to show up, 2 hours ago? And he's still not here.
Fake fan.
So we're doing this without him.
Have a chat.
But that's all right, because ladies and gents, today we have Michael Hanna. Michael, how are
Hello,
you?
Hello, very good. LinkedIn. com.au/Michael Hanna 1768, I believe.
Very random.
So you can connect with me there. I'll be keen to hear about your professional experience.
You just took this way down, bro.
That was very annoying to hear.
And we have next to us Andrew. Andrew, what's happening, bro?
That was so annoying.
Hello.
What's happening, bro? That's all you get from me. I won't take us downhill further.
And next to him, making his triumphant return since episode 3, bro.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, he was one of our OGs, bro.
Yeah, one of the first.
Episode 3. Welcome. Oh, maybe episode 2.
I think it's episode 2.
Episode 2. Even
it's
earlier.
Been a long time.
Welcome back, Ryan.
Thank you, sir.
It's good to have you back.
Good to be back.
It's good to have you, boys.
Thanks.
It's not good to not have Stat, but
I can't wait till he comes here. I'm gonna abuse him.
That's, you know, it's just like friends. You know, you don't like they say one thing to you, but then like they don't actually.
Bro, we lost both of our podcast hosts tonight. We lost Stat and we lost Goose.
Is Goose? I don't know what happened.
What's wrong with Goose?
Yeah, he's one of our regulars.
What's wrong with Ghost?
I don't know. He just couldn't make it tonight.
Oh,
but he's still repping. He's wearing his Have a Chat production shirt. So
miss you, Goose.
I miss you, Goose.
Can't say the same. Because you're not here. What do you mean? I can't.
So you don't miss him?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Because he would have been here.
There's now beef with
I always start. So I over the last week I started unnecessary beef. So about 14. Wait for it. 14 seconds ago. Because I quit. Because it was wrong. Now it's right. It was actually 14 seconds ago now. I started beef
so much. Well, I swear then, we waited less than 14, but
yeah, anyway. And then last Wednesday, I just told Nat I despise his blue G-Shock.
Oh, yes.
What is it? Aqua blue? Is it?
Yeah,
let's talk about his blue G-Shock.
I'm convinced that all the social media posts about Gaza and Palestine are what's ending the war.
Nah, you know what?
Because if that many people are putting up posts, bro, it's got to end the war.
Yeah.
Nah, you know what does it? The car stickers.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, I was about to say that. Yeah. Very, very good.
Yeah.
I spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu, and he essentially
I guarantee he's the only person in this whole situation that actually knows the guy's name. Yeah. All these people Benjamin, that put stuff up, they don't know his name.
Me and Benjamin go way back.
Or is he president?
Big Benny.
One of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, and he told me, he said, in Condell Park, there's a straight-piped crawler with a body kit. 2003. And on the back of it, it's on air.
Yes. Hey, you just dropped my Addy, bro.
No, that's not your Addy. Well, you just dropped your own. You just confessed that it's your Addy.
You stopped yourself from saying it's on it's on.
Then you screwed yourself.
It doesn't matter. Come over.
Okay. And there was. It has this big sticker on the back of it. It says "Stand up for Palestine." But the bloke, when he's driving, he's sitting down.
Right. You know, I've seen that one. It's everywhere.
But the thing is,
two of them.
Netanyahu. When I was talking to him on the phone last week, he goes, "We saw that. And we've withdrawn. And in fact, they've withdrawn and they've left Israel now. So they're just going to scatter. And I think the Gazans are going to take the whole, you know, from as they've been.
They said, please take your land back.
Yeah. So it worked.
I think that when you say stuff on social media, it makes a difference.
Yeah.
It really does.
It's like when Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matters happened.
Bro, people didn't even realize what that was.
I don't know. I just had a
Yeah, the Black Lives Matter thing. That ended up
there
being
we go. You did it too.
That ended up being a big scam.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ended up being a big scam.
Yeah.
They funneled money to themselves. Yeah, I followed that. I watched the doco on it.
Yeah, did you see the doco? They full on funneled money to themselves and everything. It didn't go to black people at all.
Where did it go to?
Them building their houses.
Like five people.
And like prostitution and
gambling. All the donations just went to them.
Yeah, it was bad. Crazy. It was bad. Talk into the mic.
I can't, bro.
There we go.
My face.
There we go.
I need to move it back.
Now. Yeah, move it back. Or move the mic down.
Like, hey, did you hear about
No, like this part. Yeah. There you go.
Oh,
and then push up.
Allah.
There we go.
Good.
Yeah, sorry.
I just thought of something I watched literally yesterday. Are you keeping up with Canadian politics by any chance? I don't.
Definitely not.
I don't see why I would.
I do not like Canadians.
So Justin Trudeau is like their PM,
he's a
right?
scumbag.
He's served two, like it's his second, he's wrapping up his second term. Anyway, he's just tried to pass a bill called MAID. I forgot what it stands for, but they have a bill in Canada. I don't know if it's here, where there is assisted death only in the case of, like, say someone's like they can make no full recovery. They can't even make a recovery. They're in a coma permanently, and they're in tons of pain. And you can choose to shut off their life support.
Well, how do you know they're in tons of pain if they're in a coma?
Yeah, Andy, that's good preaching, bro.
Bro, Blake's Michael just glitched.
He's glitching right now.
1 second.
What if he's just having a nap?
That's like saying, how do you know you love sleep if you're not even like you're asleep? How can you know you love it?
Because of the feeling it gives
you. Like, you don't feel because you're asleep. You're unconscious. How can you feel?
Exactly.
Anyway, the point is, you can, like, you know people that say, oh, I love my sleep.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know that?
Yeah.
You're asleep. You're unconscious. How can you know you love it?
What is wrong with you?
Yeah. Anyway, so they passed this bill. They're trying to pass this bill, sorry, that extends that to mental illness. And poverty.
Oh my goodness.
So you can go and say, hello, poverty. Mr. Hold Trudeau. On,
yeah, so like, homeless.
So you can go, hello, Mr. Trudeau. I am living on food stamps. And he'll be like,
kill me now.
Lethal injection?
Yeah.
I don't think you can just go die. You can literally just go die and subsidize.
What is this world coming to?
I don't think he's the one that does it, though. I think they need to
go. Actually,
he rocks up with every single one. He writes a list down.
But it also extends to mental illness. So if you go,
that's sad.
Obviously depression is real, whatever. But if some bloke, say you get misdiagnosed, which happens often, because you just go to the doctor, you go, wow, me sad, right? And he goes, all right, take these pills, lad.
Pill, yeah.
And he goes, oh.
Go kill yourself. So we're assisting suicide.
Go talk to the nurse in the back.
So that's basically what's going on now.
It's just murder.
So over the last 10, 15, 20 years, there's been a massive increase in support for people dealing with depression and anxiety and those that want to commit suicide. There's been a lot of support for that. But now we've gotten to the point of let's support them by killing them.
Yeah.
And helping them suicide.
Population.
This is disgusting, bro. What's our world coming to?
Yeah.
It's a mess.
A way to send them straight to hell.
It's a mess, bro.
So sad.
Yep.
It's a mess.
It's like, oh, hey, you're not doing too well financially right now. If you want, there's a room around the back where you can just, you know, move on and face your divine appointment.
That's no good, bro.
That's crazy. So
and then let's talk about
this got very depressing.
Sorry.
So hold on. If you're tired and you need a sleep, is that an excuse as well?
Like, no, because that's not, they were, unless the doctor's dodgy, he probably won't diagnose you with depression.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that.
Well, listen, if they're not going to help you with your sleep apnea, I'll give you something that will help you stay awake.
Sponsorship?
Brother, Magic Mind. Ladies and gents, Magic Mind is our sponsor. They are a great company. They're phenomenal. They're elixir shots, right? They're filled with matcha. They're filled with, what else they got? Nootropics, adaptogens, immunity. They got like mushrooms in them. They're phenomenal stuff, boys.
What kind of mushrooms?
I don't know, but
I hope
it's phenomenal stuff.
Good mushrooms. What I do,
listen, what I do with this stuff is I get my morning coffee. I love my morning coffee. Take this shot while I'm drinking my morning coffee.
You do both?
Yeah. And then keeps me going for the day, bro. I don't need to take that second.
You know, that actually sounds pretty good.
What's your morning coffee?
Cappuccino. Double shot.
Very good. Oh, double?
Crack it over?
Yeah, always.
Double. This also has caffeine in it,
but. Yes, it does, but it keeps you going for the rest of the day. So you don't have to take that second double shot coffee. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
So, ladies and gents, Magic Mind's going to hook us up. They're going to hook you up, actually. They're going to give you up to 75% off on an order.
Wow.
All you need to do is type in have a chat 20 into the code thing on checkout.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they'll give you a discount. Otherwise, oh, yeah, it's right here. How good is that? It's somewhere. Joseph's put it up. Oh, it's at the bottom. Look at that. See, it's right there. Ladies and gents, either do that or just click the link in the description. It'll take you straight there. You'll get your discount and you'll get your set of Magic Mind today. What do you reckon, boys?
We're going to try it.
Go for it.
We were just talking amongst ourselves while you were...
We want to try it.
Give it a shot, boys.
Wait, so is it a shot? Is it a shot?
Yeah, it's a shot.
It did not even cheese me properly, but that's okay.
It's a shot. Go for it.
Go on, you boys. The whole thing.
Go.
It's a shot, bro. Why are you sipping it?
Now, for a health shot, it should taste very bad.
Immunity booster shots are generally very bad.
It starts off nice, like on the tongue, like it's like you feel it's sweet, and it's just a bit
that little burn at the end.
It's like that tropical bitter taste at the end.
Yeah. See what I mean by like the sour apple thing?
I think it's okay.
It doesn't last long, that bitter taste.
It's actually pretty good after you get past the first.
Get past that, yeah.
The first like shock to the system. Well, ladies and gents, why don't you get a shock to the system?
I would
get yourself some Magic
75% off, you said.
75% off.
That is
on like silly. A month's worth.
That's very silly.
Yeah, a month's worth of it. Give it a shot, ladies and gents. And
give it a shot.
Well, there you go. That's good. Listen, ladies and gents, give it a shot. Be nice to Magic Mind because they've been so nice to us. Shout out to them and their team. And
thank you.
Maybe it'll fix up the sleep issues.
But it's caffeine.
Exactly. It keeps you awake.
If I buy a bigger bed, I've posed this question to multiple philosophers.
Oh, here
I've had. Wait, what are you sleeping right now?
Hear it.
What are you sleeping right now?
What do I sleep in?
Yeah, like how big is the bed?
Oh, it's a queen.
It's a queen. Okay, good size.
Thank you. Is that a compliment?
Yeah, because let me tell you, I've seen people sleep in king singles all their lives. I've never slept in less than a queen.
You know what? Good for you.
Me too.
Yeah, it's good for you.
It's very good.
Yeah.
So I've posed this question to maybe three philosophers and they've been null in their response. Mm. And the question is, if I buy a bigger bedroom, if I buy a bigger bed, do I have more bedroom or less bedroom?
I hate this guy so much. That's
a good question.
You answer it, go. You don't have a PhD.
I have more bed space room, but I have less bedroom together.
You're on the right track.
You have less room.
I am right.
You have.
There's no track.
Okay. You have less room because of your bed.
That's literally what I said.
Yeah, but you have more bedroom.
I'm not answering this question.
Why not?
Because
you have a bachelor's
degree. I'll just sound dumb.
Okay.
Okay, let me ask you this one then.
Go on.
Come on. Why is it that I have fingertips, but I don't have toe tips?
You do, but we just call
them. No. But I can tiptoe. But I can't finger toe.
No.
Or tip finger.
Tip finger.
See what I'm saying?
You can if you had extremely strong fingers. True?
Right.
See?
If I punch myself and it hurts, am I strong or weak? You don't know. How can you tell?
Funny.
That's a good one.
It is. It's the see.
It is.
You're on another level.
These are the important questions.
These are the questions that people aren't willing to ask.
We're willing to tackle it head on and just face it as it is.
These are the hard topics.
These are the hard topics.
Yeah. Yes. This is the type of stuff you get with Have a Chat with Ray and Stat without the stat.
What?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I hope he watches this back and I want him to know. I want to look at him.
Yeah, Michael, give him a message that we're both extremely disappointed.
To have a chat.
No, wait. I need to make sure this is out of the way so that we can get your full
expression.
Go for it.
Go.
You know what? Can I just play a voicemail I left my mate that really relates to this? I hope you can hear. Let me know if it's not clear. But my mate actually sent me this voicemail I left him. So please bear with me. WhatsApp is being a little bit silly.
6 hours and 37 minutes to call me back. I don't get a call back. I call you back. It didn't ring out. You hung up on me. So, all right. No, you know what? No problem. What? Of course. Like, oh, you're busy. Well, how could I possibly question the fact that, Mick, you don't reach out to me, you don't travel, all those things. Don't worry, you know what? All good, take care, have a nice life.
Wait, it's not done. Hold on. Listen. One sec.
Yeah, have a nice life. Message me, you know, that once every 43 weeks when you heck, all have got nothing, no one else to see, nothing else to do, maybe even if when you need something, just use me as that spare tool and chuck me back right in your asbestos shed.
Wait, you missed a good part. That was pretty good for me, the one right after that.
Asbestos shed.
Just use me as that spare tool and chuck me back right in your asbestos shed. As you galvanize your front gate and fill up your car with E10 because you're uninformed. Anyway.
So that's the man.
How do you come up with that kind of stuff?
Galvanize.
You're so fried.
Do you sit back and like practice this, or is this something that?
No, that's on the fly.
That's ridiculous.
He's so creative. It's unbelievable.
You should see me when it's just me and my grasshopper in my room. I tweak on the bloke. Like, he probably thinks I'm a lunatic. But when I have conversations
with... You have a grasshopper?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Why is there a grasshopper in your grasshopper?
Well, it's a funny story that we'll get into another time. No, I'd have a grasshopper.
Okay. Does this work for you like in normal life as well? Is it just for comedy?
Well, it does. No, like, not just
like
for
does,
comedy.
Yeah, like does this stuff work for you? Like if you're trying to witness to someone, for example. Like, can you think on the fly like this, or is this just something that is...
That's a great question, Ray.
Yeah.
You can.
I can. I think I can. I think earlier on, I definitely couldn't because I just wasn't familiar with, like the common objections to...
Okay, but hold on. If it's a common objection thing, or, like, you need to study up, how'd you study up on that guy's galvanized shed?
Wow, you're asking great questions.
See what I'm saying? So
this
like,
is why you're
you
the
can
host.
Think, okay, so you can think very quickly on the fly
yeah,
there.
Right. Yep.
Can you do the same thing when it comes to witnessing
yes,
to someone?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, why? How do you develop that skill?
How do you develop that skill? I think it doesn't come by not doing anything. So an action is required. And I think that action is actually studying it. Because the Bible says, look, here's the thing. Sorry, let me back up a little bit. I am quite funny.
Yes.
Probably top three in Sydney. I know JBK, John Bernard, he gets his stuff from me. I'm his ghostwriter.
You're top one in this room by far. Thank you.
Oh, light work, bro. Get out of here. Anyway. What was I saying?
You're very funny.
Yeah, you're top one. You're sorry. Number one, yes.
While I'm very funny, I also take that side of things very seriously, right? And so when it comes to giving a reason for the hope that is within us, as Paul writes, I think that's very important. And when he tells, when he writes, like, sit, like, come, let us sit and reason. And I think there's a solace and a comfort in the fact that what we believe in isn't a blind, non-evidence-based faith, but rather it's evidence-based.
Okay, and, so you're doing a lot of study.
And yeah, and so there are reasons and ways to rationalize your belief.
Okay, so what? Then let's break it down, because this actually become a massive topic at church at the moment with the teenagers, with Mission Sunday that just happened last week. We're talking a lot more about witnessing and how to talk to people about Christ. So very first step that changed you was you studied more.
Yeah. So I think a common thing that happens in the church specifically, or in particular, if you grow up in the church, is you start having doubts. And sometimes when you start having like these severe or more sincere, deeper doubts, oftentimes you're too scared to bring up those doubts.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be for a couple of things, but one of the most common reasons I've heard in my time, like sharing with people and seeing what they think, is they're scared of the way that Christians might treat them or respond to them if they question their belief.
Okay.
And so I think growing up, I had my doubts, and I took a route where I wanted to objectively look at the evidence for everything and not just hear what we had to say about other belief systems, but rather hear what they have to say and their proof to back it up from their perspective.
I think that's a big thing, right? A lot of people just don't listen.
Mm.
Like we think, oh, we've got to share this thing and that's it, Ryan, what about you, bro? Like, do you find the same thing as him? Was it a lot of study that needed to go into it, or was it just a lifestyle thing that you were just naturally good at talking to people?
No, I'm like an introvert. So, yeah. Like, I don't want to, you know, go out and, you know, talk to random people. But once I start to know something and I study something, then it becomes way easier, like, to actually have an answer. So if someone asks you a question, you need to have an answer. And it becomes easier that way.
There's a reason he says study to show yourself approved unto God in exactly. Timothy. What about you, Andrew?
Yeah, obviously, I've been speaking to Michael a lot recently about witnessing and things that have happened to me. And also he's been telling me how he's preaching to people at work and stuff. But yeah, a huge part of it is staying on top of your Bible study and also not limiting yourself to just that, but look at other people's approaches on like YouTube or whatever, or like listen to sermons. And that's very helpful. I found that watching someone witness to other people in the form of video is helpful to me, but other people might be different. Other people might just be like reading or like taking like lessons, who knows? Everyone's different.
There's no wrong way to do it, right? Like, yeah. I grew up with a dad that was very strict and very, what's the word? Very practical, in that he wanted to make sure I knew how to witness to anyone and everyone at like age six. Mm. So from age six, I was watching YouTube videos on how to witness, and he was giving me tracks and making me read them back to front. He was making me do, and at the time I hated them, and even now I think, what is wrong with him? Like, why would he make me do that? But I found that it made me so much more prepped than ever before. And I think the big thing is, and I think the thing you were getting at, is it gives a lot of confidence.
Yeah,
because I'm naturally an introvert.
Yeah,
no, I hate talking to new people. I hate approaching new people. Might not seem that way. I can't stand it. I still do the 1-2-3 rule.
What's that?
You count yourself in.
Yeah. I see a new person and I count myself in. One, two, three. Hey, how you doing? I'm Ray. Nice to meet you. I still do that to this day. I'm 26 years old and I need to count in.
What does that help you with? Why do you count yourself in?
Because then I have no choice but to go and say hi.
You know, if you were in Canada, they would offer you that.
It's because of the mental problems. No, because it gives me no choice. I have to go and talk to them. But it gives that confidence. And I think the big thing that stops people from witnessing is confidence.
Yeah. 100%.
Because they're scared, oh, what if they ask me a question that I don't know the answer to?
Yeah.
It is not wrong to say,
yeah,
I don't know, I'll get back to you.
No, just on that, the way that I actually approach it is not in a way where you're trying to instigate an argument.
Mm. That's a big point.
But trying to understand their worldview.
Yeah.
And so the way that I introduce it is as simple as, hey, do you believe in God, or do you have like a religious background? And then if they say, last week I had a guy say to me, absolutely not. He said, I'm a staunch atheist. I go, oh, I'll be so keen to hear about that. Why? What are your reasons for not believing in God?
Mm.
And it came down to actually be experience with other Christians and how they treated him in his Catholic high school.
Mm. So it's about validating what they believe, their experience, to bring in what you believe.
Yeah.
But too many people shut them down. Yeah,
yeah. I'm curious to know, right? Because if you're not challenging your beliefs and worldview, and if you stay in this show of like, I'm not going to speak to this guy because he seems intellectually capable to put up a fight against me or something. It's not about winning an argument.
Yeah.
So long as you know what you believe, you're firm in your foundation, and so long as there's some sort of mention of the gospel in that, let God do the work. Just get the message of the cross out there, because no one's heart is hard enough for us to know, at least, for it to not, we know that God's word doesn't return void once it goes out.
100%. I think the big thing he also mentioned there is something your dad taught me that changed my life when it came to witnessing to people and talking to people, is it's relationship building.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Bro, it's about building relationship. Why would anyone care what I have to say to them about one of the most important factor of life?
Yeah.
If I don't care for them as a person. I'm not willing to take them out for a coffee or hang out with them, go watch a movie with them, take them to the footy or whatever. Like, it's about relationship building. And when they see how much you care, they'll care about what you have to say.
Exactly.
It's just day to day. Like, for example, I've got a mate in my previous job like, I didn't speak to him about God at all for like maybe a few months. I was just getting really like getting to know the bloke, like know how he thinks. And like he's generally a very nice person. Like if you met him, you'd be like, this guy's actually like nice. Like as a Christian meeting him, I was like, this guy's strangely like he would be a good Christian. You know when you meet people like that and they're not Christian?
Yeah.
And you're like, you would be a good Christian.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then I only maybe like the start of this year I preached to him for the first time in like 2 years. But he was aware that I went to church and I told him what I believed back when I was working with him, and he would just like laugh and be like, haha, I'm actually Muslim. But he's not. He's, he doesn't believe in anything. He just kept cracking jokes at me here and there about me being a Christian. Which I was like, well, whatever, it's fine.
What are you going to do today? Go to church?
Yeah, yeah, literally. Yeah, like, he would always crack jokes at me like that. And I'm like, oh, whatever, it's fine. But you'll know one day why. And so I preached to him. And the whole time I'm preaching to him with like, my intention is love. Literally, I love him. And I care for his soul. Yeah, that was bad.
That was a big one.
Turned to Ray for a sec there.
Oh.
Sorry. Ray, give my voice back. Yeah. All right.
But it's love.
Yeah,
it's coming from a place of love, right? It's got to be love, man. Yeah. If it's not love, we're wasting our time.
Exactly.
You're like you said, just trying to win an argument.
It's an ego thing if it's not.
It's an ego thing. It's a pride thing. It's a, I can win this argument. I'm smarter than you. Yeah. I know more than you.
I don't care about myself. Like, I'm doing this for you.
That's it.
Yeah, I told him. I literally say to him, I care for your soul, man. I'm not telling you this because I'm trying to trick you into something. And I said to him, well, what do you think I have to gain from telling you this?
And then
he just like looked at me a bit and he just like smiled, because you know when someone's uncomfortable and they start smiling because they don't know how to react. Yeah. So I could tell he was uncomfortable. And then at the end of it, I was like, what do you think? Like, I showed him the verse that says, for the wages of sin is death and blah, blah, blah. And then he said, I said to him, what does wages mean? He's like, not too sure. I'm like, wages what? It's like, what do you receive? You receive a wage, don't you? When you work? He's like, oh, payment. I'm like, yeah. And then, from there, I gave him the rest of it. And then he just went home. I said to him, I prayed with him and that's it. He went home. So now to this day, I've planted the seed. I don't know if you've thought about it since then, but yeah, I'm interested to bring it up with him again when he comes back to Australia.
And that's your job, bro, because you never know what God's done after that.
Yeah, I don't know if he thinks about it still. I sometimes wonder. I'm like, I wonder if he's thought about it since I've spoken to him.
And I think that's just the important part of it, bro. It's just doing it. Show someone you care about him. Show someone you love him.
Also, just go. I was extremely nervous to bring it up to him before that. Like,
okay, let me ask you.
Confidence.
Why?
Confidence, what we were saying before.
Confidence.
And I'm an introvert also.
Then after you presented it to him.
After I said it to him, I was fine. Like, whatever,
bro.
It's gone. The feeling's gone.
That's it.
It's just the initial, like, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
And I don't know why I'm scared. Like, who cares? And then I thought to myself, who cares? And then recently, again, happened at work. I'm not going to go into the whole story again, but I wasn't nervous at all this time because I'm starting to get more experience in it. So that's good.
Bro, it's about getting those reps in. I always say that. It's just go do it. Go say, hey, Jesus loves you. Hey, bro, have you ever heard about this? You know, what you do on the weekend? Oh, I went to church. You go to church? Yeah, bro, you know, God changed my life. Boom. Yeah. Like, it's just about getting those reps in. I always think of it for myself, always looking for an excuse.
Yeah.
I always look for an excuse to bring it up.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've become that annoying guy that is constantly talking about Christianity. But like you said, who cares?
Yeah, who cares? You're not doing it for a wrong intention.
So just get over that confidence thing, man, and just go for it.
Yeah, I think there's also an element of like time and place.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
If it's at the risk, like if it's getting to a point where this person you're trying with, it's getting to a point
start
where
hating you.
Argumentative and it's damaging to the relationship, just back off a while.
Take it easy.
Rather pray, right?
Mm.
And so yesterday, all the train lines were completely buckled and I couldn't get home. So I had to bus it to Winston Hills, Uber to my brother's office in Para, then my fiance picks me up and takes me home.
Hey, if you went to Winston Hills, tell me, I'll pick you up. It's down the road.
Eh, happened. Sorry, you know what I mean? Happened. Anyway.
Went all the way to Winston Hills and then to Para.
The bus I caught was my counterpart, the guy that manages with me, and we manage our teams together.
And he wasn't raised in a religious household. They didn't really believe in anything, but they were just taught like to be very skeptical of every worldview.
Yeah.
And so this guy, he's like 35 roughly. He's very well thought out. I knew he was a very articulate guy. He's smart. So I thought what do you believe in? Like, do you believe in God? Like, that's how I opened it. Do you believe in God? Do you believe like there's just maybe a God? There's no God. And the questions he posed were ones of like, you know, the more well thought out, I guess, agnostic type people. And you could tell he's put some thought into it. Generally speaking, right, you present the moral argument of there's good, there's objective,
good,
right,
evil.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And people haven't thought about that, and they haven't thought about the historicity of the Bible, the evidence of the crucifixion, resurrection, sorry. But he was more thought out in that the questions he was posing were like, no one was there at the start, therefore you can never be, you can't be certain what force it was that created everything, which I think is a valid thing to ask, but then you got to take it a step further and actually look into it, right? But his whole thing was, who knows, what if it was a computer? What if it was an alien planet? Like, no one was there to know who snapped everything into existence. And then it was, you know, more of the common ones like, all these faiths in the world, you're claiming yours is right, everyone's wrong.
Yeah.
This Bible that's been written thousands of years ago, how do you know you're reading it with the perspective they had? What if they interpreted what they wrote completely differently to the way that we know, right? And they're good questions. And oftentimes you get a bit stumped and you get a bit taken aback, right? And you're like, oh, like if you have a shaky foundation, you get really challenged, and sometimes you get a bit like, you get a bit worried when you go home. But I presented him like with a series of reasons, like logical steps to run through that can determine this as truth. And without going into it, it was good. It was like an exchange. It was a bit circular. I didn't really have a gotcha moment as I generally do with people. But it was good. It got him thinking a bit about his worldview, and he got me thinking a bit. But me thinking a bit doesn't mean that I was like, oh, God might not exist, right? But that's why it's always good to have these discussions. It wasn't an argument. It was just a back and forth of what we thought.
But that's another thing, right? It's good to disagree with people. We're in a society right now where everyone says it's not good to disagree with anyone. You can't disagree.
Yeah, everyone can have their own truth.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to disagree.
Truth is subjective now, yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird. But it's okay to disagree with people. Like, if you get caught up in a conversation where the guy ends up disagreeing with you, or the girl ends up disagreeing with you, it's a good thing. Okay, you have a disagreement. Talk like people, talk like humans,
right,
and show them what the Bible says. That's it. Like, that's what we believe.
Mm.
Yeah. So, ladies and gents, it's not that difficult. We build it up in our heads big time. Just go for it. Yeah. Give it a shot. Know your Bible. Know the basics. Know your testimony. And go.
And also, sorry, just one last thing on this. If you do have doubts, and if you do have questions on like the authenticity of what you believe in and the validity of it, if it's even true, like, seek counsel, because I guess the thing I took the most solace and confidence in during that part of my life was the fact that there was evidence that was able to be tested.
Yeah.
And once that was there and irrefutable and was able to form the foundation of my faith, nothing shakes me now.
That's good.
There is no argument that can shake you, like, once you get to that stage. So I'd encourage you, don't just wallow in your fear of everything's a lie. Actually go and test the evidence, as the Bible invites, because God's rational, he's logical, and he's evident, and he can be found.
Mm. That's good.
He's so deceptive, bro. He's so funny, but he's so smart.
Yeah,
he's
not so smart.
You're the one of the few people in my life that makes me feel dumb when I sit next to him.
Why?
Because you're very smart.
No, I'm not, bro.
Do you see the words he says, like logical and evidential and all this stuff? Like, bro, use two syllables. What do you need the third and the fourth?
To be honest, sometimes I just use big words to make myself sound more photosynthesis.
Speaking of photosynthesis, did you guys see that Nickelodeon showed the Super Bowl?
Nope.
Okay, so Nickelodeon... the photosynthesis is coming.
Okay.
Nickelodeon... broadcasted the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah.
With SpongeBob and Patrick as their commentary team.
Like the act, the voice actors of them.
Yeah. No, no. But SpongeBob and Patrick were on screen.
Like the cartoon.
They put them in like AI suits.
Come on.
And they were, they did the whole, they did the whole thing.
It was very
and Dora the Explorer explained the rules of the game. So like when the penalty happened.
For like middle aged married men with 9 kids.
That's probably why they did it, because they wanted more kids to watch the Super Bowl. Sorry?
It's family time.
No, it's
family.
It's game time. That's when the boys come over and you're in your jerseys.
Family time is massive, bro. Muscly men tackling each other.
And then they would score touchdowns.
Yeah.
And then fake slime would go onto the field. CGI slime.
Wow. Wait, imagine being an NFL player.
Yeah.
And explain, like, imagine we had to describe our jobs, not by a title, but by what we did. They'd say, I get paid more than you will ever get paid for holding a ball and running at other grown men.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. It was a good Super Bowl. Anyone watch it?
Oh,
nope.
No. I didn't watch it. No. I watched the highlights.
Yeah.
Shut up. I knew you got it. I thought I got past it.
I let it slide.
But
his face
did well. Sorry. It was a good Super Bowl, bro.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. Why was it good? Like, it was a good match? Is it a match or is it matches?
It's a game.
A game. What is that? Is that different?
I don't know, bro. Americans like to do things different. Like, bro, for some reason, they call themselves world champions.
World. This is the only country that they played in.
Correct. But they're world champions.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but Patrick Mahomes, really good comeback, really good game. Went into overtime.
Speaking of the Super Bowl.
Talk to me about it.
I didn't watch it. Okay. But there was a big controversial thing that happened. Are you guys familiar with the He Gets Us ad?
No.
Jamie, can you pull that up?
Joe, pull it up on the big screen, buddy.
Thanks, Jamie.
He Gets Us.
Yeah, so
put it on the wide shot.
For a little bit of context right before it plays. There's a massive organization. It's actually a conservative Christian organization. And they basically funded this $17 million ad.
Beautiful.
To try and push, like, Christ. But before I say anything more, I want to hear what you guys think. I want to hear what you think about
it. Okay, so a conservative.
What I feel like this is a trick.
Yeah, I feel like I just put up He.
Yeah, He Gets Us.
The first thing.
So it's He Gets Us and then the Super Bowl ad.
Okay.
Are we going to have audio?
Yeah. Not in your ears, so.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I'll take one.
I've already seen it.
That first one? Oh, Satan, He Gets Us?
No.
Oh, no. So it's not that one.
No, so it's He Gets Us Super Bowl ad. Oh,
that's a parody.
Oh, okay.
That's bad.
That's terrifying, bro. I thought that was it.
That's them teasing Christian.
Yeah, it's He Gets. You might need to look up Super Bowl ad, because He Gets Us is an.
Is that one? He Gets Us.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. That's the one.
All right, let's see this.
Does this show for the people watching?
Yeah, we'll put it in.
So obviously you can see the.
Yeah.
The buzzwords being ticked.
We're probably going to have to mute it.
That's an abortion clinic.
It's a bit strange.
I get where they're going with it.
Like,
you just wait for the text at the end as well. You can tell, hey, $17 million and they did all this with AI, generative AI.
Is that generated by AI?
You can tell, bro. You can tell.
I thought that would just...
That looks like DALL-E 2 or Midjourney.
This is strange.
Okay, Jesus didn't teach hate; he washed feet. That is the conclusion.
Yeah,
so that played during the Super Bowl.
That played during the Super Bowl. $17 million advertising.
Okay, number one point for me. Picture's weird.
Okay.
Imagine I'm trying to approach this from a perspective of a worldly person, right?
Yeah.
Looking at that, that looked very weird. Like straight off the bat, made me uncomfortable. I don't know why. It was just the images made me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Jesus just washed feet. Like,
yeah.
They could have said anything else.
It's a bit ambiguous, right?
Anything else.
I feel like, here's the thing. On that note, you have to think about the American culture. They're a very Christian culture in their roots. So,
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. Yeah, but most people have grown up in the Sunday school world, so they know the Jesus washing feet thing. So that I completely get what you're saying, though. It's weird.
It just looks weird visually.
It's a very weird take to push.
Yeah.
Like if you're spending $17 million on 125 million people watching something, is that the most effective thing? Now, in saying that, they chose to go that route. It was effective. It was pretty emotional. I don't know.
But it seems
very
to push,
interesting.
It seems to push more on the side of Jesus doesn't, like, didn't teach hate, right?
Yeah.
But then...
But I think
that's making me think, like, are they pushing on the agenda of, like, homosexuality, hate and stuff
well,
like
who's
that?
Who's the organization? Who did it?
Let me, Joe, can you, Jamie, can you pull up the name? Ryan, what do you think, finally?
Because I need, sorry, before you do, I need to know about the organization before I can
They're actually like thing. A very conservative Christian.
So they're a Christian organization.
Christian organization.
Okay, go.
I think, like, overall, I didn't think it was that great. I mean, it didn't move me. I watched that. Okay, I'm watching that as a Christian, right? But Jesus didn't only just wash feet. Right. Okay, I guess that's a humble sign, right? Mm. But
what's Jesus known for?
He wasn't only known for just washing feet.
But if you see what they're trying to get at, what they're trying to get at is Christians right now being attacked night and day for hating people. The narrative is you hate people, Jesus hates people, Jesus hates gays, Jesus hates, people of different cultures, backgrounds, whatever.
Is that the context of it?
I think so. How I translated it was Christians were never taught to hate. We were taught to be servants and wash feet. No matter who you are.
People have that perspective of us.
No matter who you are, we love you. I think that's what they were trying to get at.
So here's the thing. Whose feet did Jesus wash?
He washed the disciples' feet.
Whose feet are they washing, right?
Yeah.
Those who stand in opposition to God's.
Yeah. And the whole point of that Bible story or that presence in scripture was he was trying to teach them to be servants.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so the problem that... So here's the thing. There's one side where it's like, that's great.
I get what you're doing.
I get what you're doing. You're putting Jesus out there. But then... My major issue that I have with it is that the culture dictated the gospel in this case. They portrayed Christ as he didn't teach hate, he washed feet, as if it's you can love Jesus and he affirms your current behavior.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was getting at.
See, that's where it's ambiguous. That's
interesting.
That's where it's ambiguous, right? It's are they trying, and I think one of you brought it up before. Are they trying to show that you're cool where you're at? Like, we love you, doesn't matter who you are? Exactly. Or is it, we love you despite who you are? That's a big difference and a big factor. Because Jesus never once approved people's sin. Yeah, he sat with sinners, he ate with sinners, but he never approved their sin.
And he didn't wash the sinners' feet.
He did.
He sat with sinners' disciples' feet. Yeah, but as in...
The thing
is, when he sat with sinners, they didn't leave unchanged.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Right? And so the problem I have with it is if you're going to present the gospel and the picture of Christ, present it in its totality. Do not paint half the picture that the culture approves of.
Yeah, 100%.
Because the reality is we live in a world that, and we claim to believe in the greatest offense to the rest of the world, that Christ is the only way to heaven. And if you sincerely believe that, it's one thing to say Jesus didn't teach hate. Sure, that's truth. But you're halfway there.
Yeah.
He taught you're a sinner, repent or be in eternal separation from him. While I get that some people are uncomfortable with the idea of portraying it as outright as that sounds, that's important. That's the offense of the gospel.
Bro, you could have gone... You just made me think about it. You could have gone a completely other way. Like, they went with the whole... The wash feet, wash feet, wash feet. Bro, you could have just gone with arms... And there he is.
Just made it.
Close the door, mate. Do you have a camera that points that way? Listen. This is the point where you click off the video. And you put a thumbs down. Put a thumbs down. Unsubscribe. You know what? Report the channel.
You know what? Top comment.
In fact... Send a ChatGPT written complaint to YouTube to delete this channel right now. Because this guy's here.
That's a bit crazy.
Why is ChatGPT doing it?
That's a bit crazy. Oh,
no. Brethren, and I'm not in the vids.
All right.
No. What ups, what ups?
Joe's going to sort out one of the cameras. Hello.
Alan.
What's happening?
Shabebs.
What took you so long?
You were two and a half. You were...
This guy, mate, I stay up two hours and 15 minutes late.
Hold on. You smell amazing.
Thank you.
What is that?
Thank you.
That's your dad's perfume, Ryan. I've smelled it.
Natural scent.
Is that the leather?
Can you buy me one?
the leather perfume?
That's not even on screen, by the way.
That smells so good.
Yeah?
Wait, I have to sniff you when you're on camera.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that.
Bro, you smell so good.
I'm getting it. I'm actually getting it.
The aircon's wafting very upset that I'm around the room.
Because I don't want to smell that right now.
Yeah, I don't want to smell him though.
Okay, before we get angry with him, he's not on the screen yet. Let Joseph fix that. Let's finish this thing off.
Sorry, yeah.
Like, the thing I've got, right, is you've chosen Jesus wash his feet, Jesus wash his feet, Jesus wash his feet. That's the story you've decided to go with, the theme you've decided to go with. Bro, you could have just as easily gone with Jesus on the cross with his arms stretched out. His arms are stretched out for you. Doesn't matter who you are. He died on the cross for you. Come to him.
That's like, what I was saying. Like a worldly person looking at that is like, okay.
Yeah, he affirms my behavior, right?
Yeah, but like it means nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, listen, I think that I don't know the organizations. So I'd need to look into them. But if they were going from the perspective of we don't care who you are, God loves you, I'm all for it. If they're going from the perspective of we love you no matter who you are and you can do whatever you want, that's when I have the issue.
But I think personally I have an issue regardless.
Okay.
Because I think the culture should never dictate the gospel.
No, I agree with that. But I'm not saying the way I'm thinking of it is culture's not dictating.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Jesus loves you. And that's the message we're trying to show. If that's the message they're trying to show, fair enough. But yeah, culture should never dictate gospel.
Yeah.
Period.
Because if we're simply heralding the truth, right?
Yes. Yes.
Present it as it is.
100%. I agree with
that. Don't do this wash feet with this weird ambiguous imagery that
almost and with the weird like song in the background, like a song that's got nothing to do with sin. It. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah, he loves you. And people often claim like, he loves you just the way you were born. Or they'll say, He made me this way. It's just the way I'm born. The guy literally says, be born again.
Yeah. He says, change who you are.
So just because you have a desire to do a certain thing doesn't make it inherently correct.
No, I agree. I agree. Anything else you boys want to add to it?
Nope. Thought it was interesting.
Right. Someone that needs to change who they are is this bloke over here.
Oh, yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Alan, yeah. Alan.
Hey, daylight saving Alan. Was last October, champ.
It must be the G-Shock.
It's that G-Shock.
G-Shock is back. He's here.
The G-Shock.
Just for context, maybe the best watch of all time. Look at us. Gentlemen, I have to apologize.
Is his mic on, by the way? Because I can't hear him in my head.
You can't hear him.
Okay, yeah. No, I can hear you there.
Yeah, all good, mate.
Don't apologize, honestly.
Gents, I have to apologize.
No, I meant that sarcastically.
No, I'm profusely apologizing.
Yeah.
Well, I hear my bad. Sorry.
That's okay.
It's that you smell good.
Do I?
Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
Smell very good.
What is wrong with this? Like, it feels like it's going downwards, but the camera's straight.
He's weighing the couch down a bit.
Like I could talk, yeah. No, he's right. It was warranted. I'm 2.5 hours late.
Absolutely stomp that G-Shock after this production.
Listen, you know what?
Listen,
after careful consideration and being 2.5 hours late, you can take it off my wrist. Okay, and put it in front of
you. You need to listen to the first 10 minutes of this podcast because he was ripping into your soul.
No, I played a voicemail that's directed at you.
Yeah, you have to wait. Yeah,
a voicemail I left.
Oh, okay.
For someone, and it was really applicable at the time.
Yeah, that's fair. No, that's fair. That's fair. It's warranted.
Are you all right?
I'm good, mate.
You're alive.
Mate, we're still alive and barely breathing.
Oh, mate, over here texted you like 37 times. He called you 37 times.
I ended up getting worried. I was like, first, I was like, I hate him. I am about to close him out of my life. And then I started going, Ya Rabbi, what if he's like, something happened, God forbid.
Look, at the moment, if I can show you at the moment, I have 74 messages from 8 chats and I've already opened 5. So I had about 130 messages.
WhatsApp King.
From like 14 chats. So I haven't looked at my phone, a couple of missed calls. Yeah, a very last minute meeting turned into something pretty deep. But we're good. And it popped up very last second, so my apologies.
Okay, but talking about missed calls, you missed about a bajillion phone calls in the past 2 weeks.
Can I explain myself?
No, a good reason. Please, I was very angry. Listen. Return the call. I'm sorry. I hate it when people do that.
He's got a good reason. He's got a good reason.
You hear this,
but, one? But don't be like this, so angry.
You, oh, mate, don't get me started on you.
Our whole family
don't get me started.
I was losing it.
Our whole family was angry at him.
Over the course of like 8 days, I called him and he didn't return one phone call, not one text message. Please explain.
Did it ring?
It rang.
Okay.
I left you voice messages, by the way.
Wait, monkey, explain that.
Okay.
Monkey, explain.
Let me actually just like quickly back myself.
Okay, go.
And then I'll monkey explain what I did to solve it. A month ago, I got a text from, who's my provider? Vodafone. They go, hey, we're shutting down the 3G Volt network, if sure, whatever it's called. Volt, is that right? Anyway, V-O-L-T-E. It's like a...
I'm not a cheap guy that uses Vodafone, but continue.
I've been here for 4 minutes, and I've seen you two go at it a fair bit.
Oh, we've actually been pretty good until you got here.
Did you hear that? Dislike this video, dislike. So the bloke buys four houses.
Get lost, bro. Buys three houses. Get lost.
That must be nice.
Preach.
This guy's got more money than all five of us on this couch.
Lie.
I'm going to go and buy 37,000 stocks and make
Let me finish the story and go for it.
Please explain. I get a message. I go, who is that poor to be on this network? Delete. Close message, read. No worries. All right. I get a WhatsApp call. Bro, why are you answering your phone? It's JJ. Not JJ, sorry. It was my brother, Stephen. I go, IDK. And it happened for about it happened for about 3 days. So I tried to call, and I couldn't make calls. And I go, something wrong. And then I jumped on Vodafone quick chat because I couldn't call them to solve it. So I jumped on the live chat and I go, what's going on? He goes, look, man, I'm going to be straight out with you. Like, this guy was talking to me. He goes, I'm going to be honest with you. He goes, your phone is so old.
No.
Australia, any provider doesn't support that network anymore.
What phone were you using?
OnePlus. Nord 10.
That's one so plus.
So this is it. That's so it. My Samsung's at home. I just got to do the smart switch. It takes 4 hours. I'll do it tonight.
Yeah.
It came today. Bro. So my service went down. I couldn't think to send out a MMS Facebook invite to everyone saying FYI, because I don't think I'm Prince Charles. I wasn't going to say FYI.
Out of all examples, Prince Charles.
They still use pigeon carriers. That's true. Yeah, I should have said Joe Biden. I couldn't tell everyone to say, hey, call me on WhatsApp or message you on WhatsApp. Anyway, so JJ got really scared. Jonathan Jabul got very scared. Thought I cut him off because I aired all his calls for 3 weeks. And... it's 2 weeks at this point.
2 weeks. And still, that's a long time.
He messaged me on WhatsApp
He still got the phone.
Yeah. He messaged me on WhatsApp saying, bro, is everything okay? And then I called him, I explained, and he goes, I genuinely thought you cut me off. And I was like, bro, relax.
Not yet.
I love you. Not yet. But actually, Jim Arden. 2 weeks. And so Ryan was calling me, my mum was calling me, my dad, Carol, and then everyone was getting angry at me. I'm like, it's not my fault that my phone's 10 years old.
Yes, it is. Whose fault would it be?
It is, but it's Australia's fault for not supporting the network. Why wouldn't you want to support something? Support is good.
Yes.
And so now you can't call. Are you trying to call me? It won't ring.
Imagine it rings.
That would. No,
Michael. Yes. So now we need the Monkey Explain.
So Monkey Explain. Monkey, for those of you who aren't familiar, right? This is my brand, okay? I'm trying to diversify my reach with Monkey Explain. Monkey Explain is a way in which you can save time and energy. And you can explain things with fewer syllables, for example. That whole story you just heard, Monkey Explain. Monkey, banana, no work, suspend. Monkey, buy new banana, other banana turn black too ripe. Buy new banana, yellow. Banana good. That's it. I communicated the same meaning. You get me?
But too ripe.
I didn't sacrifice.
Too ripe. You can't use it.
Fried.
And so sorry, Ryan. I do apologize. I know you left me a myriad of voicemails that I haven't quite gotten to at this point because I can't even call my own voice message bank. But I will be able to tomorrow morning.
Well, imagine all the voicemails you're gonna have.
I have so many.
Many
people
were
very angry at me.
I actually hated you this week for something completely different. I was putting together a history of FBC video for church.
Right.
And I wanted to use this photo of all the boys.
No.
It's a great photo.
Exactly what you're referring to. Is the one where I'm standing at the front?
Yeah, and I couldn't use it because you're holding one of the boys' hands.
No one noticed. No one told me to stop.
AI regenerated.
You guys affirmed me in my wrongdoing.
Of course we did. But now I need to use that. I can't use it.
Photoshop my hand. Andrew's good. Get Andrew to do it.
Your hand is in front of the entire photo. The whole photo is your hand and the boys in the background.
It was pretty good content. It's good content. Coming up this week, I'm buying that a new watch and I'm curb stomping that Aqua Blue G-Shock. I'm launching that in the bin this evening.
You know, look, like I said, it is warranted. You want to take it off now?
Can I?
Show the camera. I will do you.
Okay, sorry. Taking up so much time in this podcast. Samahni. Forgive me. I have one more thing to say. One more like that. You see that wrist twist right there? Okay.
You've got mental issues, bro.
I shouldn't be in Canada. I shouldn't be in Canada. Anyway, no, you'll understand that.
No, no, you're not allowed to know. You're not allowed to know. He's not allowed to know. No, he's not allowed to know.
When did I ask? I didn't care anyway.
He's not allowed to know. Khalas.
I don't care.
5 months ago, I bought these e-phones off AliExpress for like 15 bucks.
Oh my goodness.
And I go to Nat, bro, there's the e-phones for 15 bucks. You want me to get you one? He goes, absolutely. I go, what color? He goes, aqua blue. No worries, aqua blue. All right.
And so, what is the obsession?
He loves aqua blue.
Sue me. I have a preference in color. Sue me.
I got these e-phones and I've been waving them in his face via webcam when we do cute video calls with the boys. I show him them, but I never bring it to church and I've forgotten for 5 months. Tonight, I am very pleased to say.
No way.
Well, I've brought
them. But as my punishment for being 2.5 hours late, I don't deserve them.
No, you swapped the watch. That's the whole point.
Ooh.
I'll take it.
Switch to
aqua for aqua.
Oh yeah, you know, I'll take that.
Right now?
Yeah, right.
Are you a zealot of your
this is big. You've got a price comparison. Listen. Don't we get that up?
Bro, it's after been inflation, fun. That's worth 60 cents. He's had it for 9 years. How long have you had it for now? How long?
2 months.
Okay, after inflation, it's $4.
Yeah, right. That's fair. Give me a bit, crew. Give me a bit.
Go on.
Let's get this on the wide.
Let's, Michael, open that up for a sec.
Yes. So let's
get that lovely,
do you want me to do a sales pitch?
That case color out.
You do ASMR.
Stato, try to get into the shot.
Put it in the mic.
Put
it in the mic.
Put it in the mic, bro.
Oh, wow.
That's so annoying.
Can you just throw it over here? I'm not bothered leaning.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I'll throw it.
Show me this G-Shock, please.
There's the G-Shock. Sorry, I'm just...
Can I see these headphones?
I'm just having my last moments.
They kind of suck.
Give it a bizu.
I'm not even going to lie. They kind of suck.
This is
I'm kind of offended.
Is easily a present or a toy that a kid will get in a Happy Meal. That's how cheap this is.
First off, disrespectful.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Nat.
Thank you, Michael.
It took me 20 minutes to open them.
That extra security.
Thank you, Michael.
Extra, if you can just please pass that along, you can feel free to have a feel, have a play.
Yeah, sure thing. Thanks, champ.
And then we'll get to this. I won't destroy it.
No, you have to.
I'll hang it up on my wall.
This
as
looks
a gesture.
Extremely expensive. Here you go.
Andrew, I'm sensing some sarcasm.
No, that's been waiting for
no, very pricey.
Very pricey.
What's this black?
That shows the battery.
That shows the battery.
Congratulations, Nathaniel.
How does it look on me?
On your new earphones.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
You pull it off.
Now we got a...
Show me Michael Joseph.
No.
Me? So, yes, he suits you.
Does it? All right, I'm taking it, man. So.
But here's the problem. Now you've got a guy that wears an aqua blue watch.
Oh, yeah, no, I would never have that reputation.
That's your reputation now. You're wearing it.
Anyway, so today I got a new watch. The time is 6.73.
Stomp a clock.
6.73.
Yep. Nat, get over. You know what? Because you actually still rocked up, I won't break this.
Well, not tonight, at least.
Not tonight, tomorrow.
Cool. Sorry, I can't hear you over my gangster new headphones. It's FYI.
Oh, they actually look good on you.
Thanks, bro.
With the watch.
Because anything aqua, anything blue, send them my way, bro. Let's be serious. They look right, huh? Yeah, it brings out my eyes and my big nose.
If the first song you don't listen to with those is Barbie Girl by Aqua, we're going to have a problem.
Or I'm Blue.
You're all right.
Or I'm Which Blue.
One? Wow.
You know what? That's some good preaching. We're gonna have to.
Let's see this quality.
I don't think the people can see.
Already fell out.
What's that mean? That's all right. I only need one to have a good time.
Off to a brilliant start.
That's all right.
Sorry. Yeah. That's it from me. That's it from me. I'm not gonna keep sharing wax weed stories. Next time I'll do Monkey Explain to take up less time.
You did Monkey Explain last time.
I should have done it for the G-Shock, for the earphones.
That's all good.
Okay. Well, instead of. What's going on, bro? Do you want to talk about anything or are you ready to wrap this up and go home?
No. I feel like we're just getting started. How long has it been?
Yeah, it's one hours. Of us.
Hour? Guys, it's child's play. How are you, lads?
Okay, do you realize?
I miss you. It's been a minute.
Do you realize you never get a phone call, you never get a text message until you're doing a podcast? I have about 37. Look at this, bro. What's all this coming from? Only when I do podcasts. Yeah. When I'm not, I get nothing.
Yeah, last time I was here when I was recording, actually funny story, I was summoned by the Church of England to what was it for? I lost my train of thought. Cut that joke out. I lost my joke. I actually full lost my joke. Don't include that.
It's very bad.
I've never seen that happen.
That was
you.
Very embarrassing.
So what have we covered tonight, boys?
I'm fuming.
What have we covered?
You know what? We actually covered a lot of good stuff.
It's good. I'll try to make cookie and watch these ends.
Mainly Super Bowl.
No, we're not going to recap it for him. Because then the people get annoyed.
Go watch it.
Go watch it, okay.
Yeah,
cut
nice,
that
nice.
Out. Everything there. Yeah, the last, yeah. All the last minute.
You know what? Cut out the last hour.
Anyway, this podcast, this episode doesn't really count because you dogged us the whole
thing. We'll just have a chat with Ray, which is still pretty good.
That's not bad.
Thanks, bro.
Still good.
Yeah, it's good.
Why are we angry at each other?
You got angry at me.
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm so sorry about that.
I think, yeah. You know what? I think it's because of my bedroom joke.
I think
you made that sound very bad.
No, so
do you have more bedroom or bed space?
Bed space room joke.
So you know when you drop soap on the floor, does the soap become dirty?
Okay.
Or does the floor become clean? Andrew, pause.
You keep doing it. Right. What's wrong with you?
Does the soap become dirty or does the floor become clean?
Okay, let's take it back to the OG then.
Depends what
you get dunked in water.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
Are you wet?
Yes.
Yes. That's a very long pause.
That's the or.
This guy
I don't know. I lost my train of thought. I got his disease. I lost it.
Yeah, I've never lost my train like that mid joke.
Bro, that hurt. I don't know. Are you wet or is the water wet?
Wow, that was shocking.
Yeah, what is it?
That was shocking.
This is from you.
What it is water wet? That's the question.
No, but if you go submerged in water, you're not wet because you got water all around you.
No, you don't. You
yes, you do because you're submerged.
You're still wet.
I don't think you are. So I don't think you're wet until you get out of the water. That's when you're wet.
Okay, no. Define wet. Define wet.
I don't know how to define wet.
Google it.
Jamie.
Can you Google wet definition?
Wet. Okay. Wet definition.
What does it say?
It's covered or saturated
with water or another liquid.
Covered or saturated with water or another liquid. You're covered and surrounded and saturated and submerged.
So it didn't wet. Say submerged. It said saturated.
Yeah, but submerged is a synonym for saturated in that context.
I don't think it is.
In that context, it is.
Right? Are you trying
is
to
submerged a synonym?
The guy is the smartest bloke.
Well, let me quickly call Dr. William Lane Craig to clarify.
Flood, inundate, or engulf.
So Bartholomew.
Brother Fruit Loop the Third.
No, there's no.
Jonathan Cartwheel Fruit Loop the Third.
Guandil Dungi. Brother Submerged.
Oh, it is! Ah, Mabruk.
Give me a PhD. In every degree, because I just that was I'm not that normal. One throwing. Second,
you got one synonym.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's because I
it's
had
because he had magic mind and I didn't. Boys.
It's because I had
it's a magic mind and
you know what?
Something's just switching. Put the watch on.
What is it? Your focused thinking, bro.
Bro, that 55 milligrams of caffeine actually got me thinking.
Yeah,
that's why I've had unbelievable wit tonight. That's why I've had unbelievable skill in defining tonight and proving Ray's silly philosophical question to be wildly uninformed. Thank you.
Sound like a news anchor.
Thank you.
Meek, I think you can take my spot on the podcast full time.
Yeah, you're out.
Okay, good. Thank God.
Yeah. We already did today.
Yeah, we already spoke. And look, not the first time.
If you do want to see more of me, head on over to LinkedIn, like I said. Search me up. I post once every time I move jobs.
So once every 6 years.
So once, yeah. But you'll be able to see I update it and then it posts and people like it. You can, if you want to like it too, hey, that's
send
nice
them a, send them a pre-filled congrats message.
Yeah, if you want to text me, welcome. Well, you're welcome to.
But he won't thank answer.
He won't answer because his phone is too old.
Because his phone has been rejected by society.
Australia cut me off, bro. It's so sad.
An entire country cut you off.
It's one thing. Yeah, it's one thing when the Vodafone live chat agent says to you,
"Lol,
your phone is too old. You need to get a new one, brother."
We do. But that's not the first time it's happened to you.
So okay, you want to know my history? I'm doing.
Why
so
don't you up? Why don't you update your phone?
I do. Okay.
Bro.
Wow, that's a good question.
Do you remember when you gave him your phone?
Did I
give you my phone?
You gave me your Note 4.
Yeah, you get your old... That was like his first phone or
my
something.
First, so my first phone was a Huawei. It was this big.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Please
phone.
Waiting.
That,
oh, the well, please waiting
that was
phone.
Awesome.
I had two apps. I had WhatsApp, and then I had an app that I had to get because Flappy Bird was too big of a file. It was a substitute for Flappy Bird. It was called Clumsy Bird. And so I had WhatsApp and I had Clumsy Bird, but I couldn't save to gallery the photos in WhatsApp, otherwise my phone would blow up. And there was like 1 gig storage. Anyway, every time I'd restart it, it would say, please waiting. Plural.
Please waiting.
Like, sorry, like an action, like please waiting. Anyway, I ended up, we took it to the front yard and Andrew and I stomped it until it broke because you gave me your Note 4.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, you gave him your...
Yeah, you gifted me your Note 4.
White Note 4. I remember.
I'm starting to realize I've done a lot of nice things for you.
Yeah. Yeah, you really have.
You haven't done anything for me, you dog.
I'm here today and you're about to get 3 million views.
True.
Thank you, Blue G-Shock.
Blue headphones.
Yeah, and then I got your Note 4 and then I, in the first week, broke the camera.
What?
But it lasted me like 3 years, bro.
Well, my brook, bro. I'm happy for you.
And then after that, I had this.
I'm glad I... Hold up, time out. Your phone history has been the please waiting.
Yeah, please waiting.
The Note 4. And that.
Yeah. There was one worse Huawei before this.
Yeah, yeah.
I had an S5 before this.
You've had like 4 phones in the last...
Yeah, because my first phone was in year 10. My first phone was in year 10.
Oh, year 10. But... Bro, get a new phone, buddy. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, it's at home. But again, I didn't even get the new one. I got an A50, Samsung A54.
It's a good phone.
Yeah, I watched Marcus Brownlee's
it's a good phone
of the year, and I just good chose phone. It based on that. If you need like phones, just watch MK.
What is it? Get him to sponsor the
MKBHD. No, he does like phone reviews. Very detailed, very good, and you can make a
you
good
know
choice
him and Mr. Who's the Boss. Mr. Who's the Boss.
Yeah,
he's very
he's good.
Yeah, but they don't need more advertisement.
Yeah, but you know who does? Magic Mind. 55 milligrams.
Bro, I'm sorry, I drank that. I'm crashing. I'm so tired.
It's because you're meant to take it 3 days in a row.
You know why you're crashing? It's because we waited 5 years for
I have so much mental clarity right
now. Why'd you guys wait? What happened?
Maybe because you had a meeting with my dad.
So you couldn't have said, I'm sorry, but I've got to go because I have a, you know, pre-planned, pre-booked event with the Shabibs.
I'll do you one better. Boy's running late.
He did do that.
Yeah, 3 hours later. 3 hours.
Still did it.
3 hours later.
But hey, we're here.
Well,
better late than never, as they say.
Yeah, okay.
Why don't start till I walk in, as Kesha says.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
And on that note, the party's ending. Ladies and gents, thank you so much for joining us on another episode of Have a Chat with Ray and Stat.
Thank God.
Follow all these boys on their social medias, except from Michael on LinkedIn.
I don't have socials yet. LinkedIn.
And Andrew on his stuff.
Yeah, whatever.
Ryan on his stuff. Follow Ryan Music.
Yeah, you can actually.
Yeah, if you want music lessons, Ryan is the man.
Yes, true. Yes.
Yeah, oi.
He taught me piano singing lessons for 6 months.
Music lessons. Follow Ryan. What do you teach?
Piano, singing, trumpet, music theory. Yeah, that's about it.
And he loves it. Big teaches kids. He does it all. He's good.
Yeah. Good response from everyone. So yeah. It's been good.
That's good.
Ryan Music. Good. Follow him on the Instagram and pay him money to teach you stuff.
Yes.
Unfollow me because I turned up very late tonight. So.
Stato.
Yeah, no, don't follow
him. Always a pleasure.
Hey, you know what? Report him thank on you. Platforms. Tonight was fun. Thank you, boys. You know, thank you for coming to our show. Mick, Andrew, Ryan, thanks for coming to our show.
Yeah,
it's been a great night.
It's more like have a chat with Michael tonight. So.
Yeah. The needle is slowly ticking to break this G Shock.
I enjoyed it.
Me too. Thank you.
All right. See you, ladies and gents.
See you, crew. Time.
Goodbye.
Bye bye.
And scene. All right, now I have to do the real one now.
That was a lot of fun, boys. That was amazing.